IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach. And today on the hot seat, we have Anonymous Part 2. I think we had another Anonymous a while back. And here he says a very interesting question. He says, "Hey Ashton, I would like to keep my name anonymous for this question due to the huge amount of shame that comes with it. Firstly, I've read the question. There's nothing shameful about it. Everyone does it. Common. Nothing to be shameful or ashamed about because shame is a very, very, very toxic emotion. But anyways, let's continue with this question. I'm a 26-year-old guy who lives in Mumbai and has easy access to a fast internet. Thanks to technology these days, but it also comes with easy access to porn. I'm a porn addict. I started watching at the age of 14. The longest I've gone without watching is 1 week. I wish to let go of this habit. Could you please suggest a few actions that I can start with?" So firstly, you guys have no idea how lucky it is to be in a world where you'll have fast access to internet and fast porn without buffering, because that was crazy back in the day. But the important thing is that we all pass through this stage of porn. Many of us do. And it is something that is common. It is something that is normal. Nothing to be ashamed about. The problem is when we don't realize what we are using porn for. So if you use porn as an educational tool, that is wrong. Because what you see in porn is nothing like what sex in real life is or should be. It's entertainment. Understand that porn is entertainment. It's like watching a murder mystery and thinking everybody's killing each other. Or watching Jurassic Park and believing that these kind of dinosaurs really exist. So understand that porn is for entertainment and is not educational material or something that you have to try and follow. That's the first thing. The second thing about it is the word that you've used. Addict. How do you know that you're an addict? That means the more porn you watch, the less it gives you pleasure. Then yes, you're an addict. But many of us watch porn without being addicted to it. And there's a difference between the two. The third important aspect is to understand that porn, or what is porn rather, porn is nothing but junk food. If you know that porn is junk food, you don't have a diet of junk food, right? You don't only eat junk food throughout the day. So the same way, you don't only consume porn. The idea is to know when you want to consume it and when you don't want to consume it. So the way that I would think about it is to think about porn as junk sex. Because what it does is it fires up your mind. It releases so much dopamine into the system that it overrides your entire nervous system. This is when it becomes dangerous, or this is when it becomes confusing for the body. So, you know, it's very interesting. With porn, at the flick of your mouse, you have access to so many different amazing, beautiful people on your computer screen, on your phone screen these days. But the human mind was never given the ability to handle so much stimulation. Because in real life, where do you actually find this? So as a result, the mind cannot handle what the current high-speed internet kind of surfing for porn does to the system. Imagine before porn, what did we have? Magazines. Now, magazines, you don't have that much access to it. Of course, it spikes your dopamine, but it's not as bad as the kind of porn that you have now. So there are 3-4 things that you can do. Let's break it up into the bad aspects of it that are damaging. So one is the constant scrolling and searching for the next best video, right? Very often when you're searching for porn, you look for a video and it's not just quite as good. You in your mind think that there could possibly be one better than this. So you're constantly searching and searching and searching. And dopamine is nothing but that searching hormone. It is that hormone that is looking for that next hit. So as a result, you're just increasing the amount of dopamine that is being produced in the body. If you want to consume porn without this massive hit of dopamine, select one random video and watch it till the end. But with the full knowledge that you will not search for another one. That can dramatically reduce the way that you A, consume porn, enjoy porn, and have the dopamine hit from it. The second more harsh way of dealing with porn is to completely stop it from your system. That means you don't open any incognito tabs. That means you download softwares that prevent you from opening porn websites. Do all these things, because then what you're doing is you're adding barriers to your access to porn. The last thing that you should do, and I think this is the step that really makes a big difference, is figure out when do you end up watching porn and what you can do during that time instead of watching porn. So for example, at night just before bed is a time when many people end up watching porn. What can you do at that point of time instead of porn? So could you call up a friend and talk to them instead of watching porn? Could you finish or start writing a gratitude journal instead of watching porn? Could you put your phone away in the other room so you don't have access to it before you watch porn? So there are multiple things that you can do at that same time so that the trigger for watching porn goes away. Many times people watch porn when they're sad. And understand that if you're going to be sad, or if you realize that that feeling of sadness is coming on, and I'm going to end up watching porn, figure out what else you can do. Call up a friend, get out of the house, go for a walk, be in public. Maybe these are things that you can do instead of the porn habit. So there are many things that you can do. I know that we've spoken about a lot of aspects of this. So tweak and pick up what you feel is right for the life that you're living. Like I said, there's nothing to be shameful about it. Many, many people do this. It's one of the most watched things on the planet. More people were on Pornhub than they were watching the cricket finals. Did you know that? That's a crazy statistic, right? So don't worry about that. Instead, forget about the shame. Instead, learn to not make it an addiction. Learn to use it wisely if you're going to use it. And if you're not going to use it, and that's a choice that you're making, figure out what you can do instead. If you want to be featured on the next Hot Seat episode with me, just fill up the form that's there in this link below. So there's a link in the description below of this podcast. Click on it and give me a nice big description of what the problem that you're going through and how I can help you with it. I'm Ashton Doctor, your habit coach. And remember, awesome lives, they start with awesome habits. Usually in a podcast, it's me who speaks to you and you who listens. But I've been seeing your comments and it's time. It's me listening to you. Following the overwhelming success of this podcast, the good folks at IVM Podcast Network have decided to come up with a Kannada adaptation of the show for those who prefer listening to it in that language. Do make sure you let your Kannada-speaking friends know about this as well. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM Network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.